Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburn. Another question that came into the Ask Cindy portal. I say it every time, you don't need to be a customer of Learburn to ask us a question, and I don't think there's another website run by professional dog trainers on the internet where you can ask a question for nothing and probably get the answer within a day. But this is a good one because it's about some people that got a Mastiff puppy. And the puppy likes to bite the leash and bite them. So I'll read the full question because this is something that probably everybody that gets a working dog of any kind is gonna have to work their way through something like this. And, well, I'll just explain it as we go. This person says, we have an 11-week-old Mastiff puppy. We are struggling with him biting the leash. He wants to hold it in his mouth and tug with it. And he wants to play with us by biting us. A point that I make here, always with dogs like this, is that people don't understand, and I've bred German Shepherds for 35 years. Usually we have a professional breeding facility. I haven't bred a dog in 15 years, but I probably bred over 350 litters of working bloodline dogs that the goal was to produce police service dogs or dogs for the biting dog sport. All my dogs came from Europe, bloodlines from Europe. They all were strong working dogs. Puppies in litters play with one another by biting one another. If you are around a litter of working puppies, German Shepherds, Malinois, makes no difference. When they get to be 5 weeks old, sometimes five and a half, 6 weeks old, they start to play pretty rough. They'll grab one another and try and pull them around, or they'll grab one another until he screams, then they let it go. And it's a game of tug of war, nonstop, 24/7 with them. When they come into a home, that's the only way they know how to interact. So there's a honeymoon period when a puppy comes into a house and it's away from its litter, it's a little shy. But over a period of days, usually a week or two, it gets out of that honeymoon period, and then it wants to play. And the only way it knows how to play is to bite. It's not biting through aggression. It's biting because that's what it genetically does. So that's the situation with this dog. Owners just need to learn how to redirect and set rules for what puppies can do. It doesn't need to be grab that puppy and shake the snot out of it and tell him not to do that. We show you how to do it correctly in the videos and the courses we produce. But it goes on here. We have tried redirection with toys and with food. He's not food motivated at all, so we have struggled to even be successful with any kind of engagement work. He's underweight, and even with food deprivation, he's not interested in training with treats. Redirecting with toys almost seems like it's a reward to him, so he goes back to biting and drops the toy immediately and turns around and wants to bite us again. He tries to bite when I reach in to put the collar on and the leash on, and I have not been able yet to get a harness on him because he thinks it's a tug of war. And he is very fast at grabbing the harness and my hand. I've watched your video on your puppy 8 weeks to 12 months, and I'm already halfway through the Michael Ellis puppy video. We have two very well-behaved adult dogs at home, and we treat train them, and they have e-collars for off-leash opportunities. Okay, no comment. You may need to go, Cindy says, you may need to go to very high value food rewards while you work through the basic handling, leashes, collars, and harnesses. By high value, I mean bits of cheese, chicken, steak, and most puppies will work for those as high value. So we don't know what she's been using. It may not work to get a bag of treats from the local pet store, even if it's the most expensive treats that they have. It may not work because that puppy may not really want it. Every dog is different. When we say high value food rewards, That's dog dependent. Some dogs like chicken. Some dogs like little pieces of steak. Some dogs like little pieces of cheese. Some dogs don't like any of them, but not very many if you haven't fed them for a day. And a dog, even a puppy, can go for a day without food. They can't go without water. They can certainly go without food. And the thing about this training with food is you don't need to give them big chunks of food like this. Little bitty pieces of food, they only need to be, you know, that size, so you can give them 15 or 20 at a time, and it's not going to affect feeding at the end of the day. In fact, as you get into dog training, if you follow our courses on reward-based training, you're going to learn that in your normal training, you're going to give your dog a lot of treats. And what people have to learn is, okay, this is how many treats we're going to use throughout the day. I'm going to have 5 or 6 different training sessions, so I'm going to spread it all out. And at night when I feed them, and in the morning when I feed them, I'm not going to feed them so much, but I digress there. Cindy said, what kind of toys are you using to redirect him? She said, I use soft toys that are easy and fun for the puppy to bite. So when the puppy's biting and playing tug on the leash, she gets the toy out, soft little toy, so the puppy grabs a hold of it. And if she has a line, a little paracord, a little piece of leather or a biothane drag line, you can just play tug with the dog. And your job at that point is to encourage the puppy to continue to bite and hold on. And how do you do that? Through the leash. You just try and, if you can jerk it out of its mouth and then make it move, have its prey drive, chase it around, let him bite it, and then little tugs. That's how you build it up. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. This isn't a training video for that reason, but she said, I also put lightweight thin paracord on it so that I can yank it away if he drops it, which is basically what I said. You can either jerk him around, a little bit. He lets go, snap it away from him. Or if he spits it out, snap it away from him. Let it sit there, let it move a little bit. And if it's a soft toy, and another thing, you don't take these toys and put them in the X-Pen with the dog. You don't take the toys and put them in the dog crate. The only time the dog has access to these toys is when you take them out and take them for walks and you want to do some training with them. Other than that, those toys are your toys. They're not the dog's toys. You have to wrap your mind around that. That's an important part of dog training. You can also put very gentle tugs on it so that he doesn't want to let go. That's what Cindy said. This puppy biting is a temporary phase that usually fades away after teething. I only allow soft toys when we're out interacting together. It's not something I let the puppy have when it goes into its crate. Now, a little backstory on this playing tug with dogs. There's a protocol, step by step by step by step protocol on teaching a dog to play tug with you. And I'll name them too, because number one, we teach our dog to play when we want to play. And we start it by taking the puppy out. And you might have to do this 50 or 100 times, I don't know. But I'm out with a puppy and I get that puppy looking at me and I say, You want to play? Sound excited. Your voice is a training tool. So the puppy plays, we want the puppy to play when we want him to play. We also teach the puppy that it plays with toys that we want him to play with. And that's something that we train through the training program, and it's covered in our courses. We teach the puppy that if we toss a toy, the puppy will go get the toy and bring it back to us. It doesn't go get the toy and take off and run around. We don't allow that to happen because we always have a long line on the dog when they're going through this part of puppy training. So the goal is we teach the puppy to play when we want him to play. We teach him to play with what we want him to play with. We teach him to go get the toy when we toss it and bring it back. And last, we teach the puppy to out the toy when we ask him to out the toy. Those are the steps for teaching a dog to play tug. So then the person here comes back, she said, I bought the puppy tug set, but I don't know how to use it yet. That's because she doesn't have the right course yet. And we see that a lot, unfortunately. I was trying to redirect him with a soft toy that crinkles, it makes noise. Not a good idea. I hate those squeaky toys that go squeak, squeak, squeak. What I do is go into them, cut them, and take the squeaker out and throw it away. It distracts the dog from what we're trying to do, makes him hyper. I was trying to redirect with a soft toy that crinkles, but he typically plays with it even in his X-Pen. Big mistake, what I already said. Toys don't go in the X-Pen. Toys don't go in at this stage with this kind of a puppy. You know, don't go in the dog crate. They can have something to chew on in there, like a bully stick, but they don't get toys in there. Can you point me to a video that shows how to use the puppy tugs as a distraction, under a distraction? Cindy said, I would study the Ellis puppy material that you have. It covers redirection, so you probably haven't got to that part on the video yet or on the course yet. The puppy tug set will be good for training, but sometimes a soft, stuffed animal toy works best for young puppies that have this biting issue. She said, I also work on redirecting to food. It's important that you learn how to redirect a puppy off of a tug and onto food. So in the evolution of training your dog, that's one of the things you want to do. You want to play tug with him, you want to be able to redirect him onto food, and then you want to redirect him off of food back with playing tug again, and then off of biting you and playing with food or tugs, either way. But this is such a common thing, and people that get puppies with a lot of drive, you're going to have to learn this, or you're going to have problems, or you're going to end up with a dog that doesn't know rules.